يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين.
Then Allah will also ask them, O assembly of jinn and mankind, did there not come to you messengers from among yourselves, relating to you my signs, and warning you of the encounter of this day of judgment of yours? They will say, Yes, we bear witness against ourselves. They have been deluded by the life of this world, and they will bear witness against themselves that they had disbelieved.
ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها غافلون.
They will be made to bear this witness to show that it is not the way of your Lord to destroy cities unjustly while their people were unaware of the truth.
ولكل درجات مما عملوا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ
Everyone is assigned a degree according to his deed. Your Lord is not heedless of what people do.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفْ مِنْ بَعْدِكُمْ مَا يَشَاءُ كَمَا أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ
Your Lord is self-sufficient, full of compassion. If He wills, He can put you away and cause whomever He wills to succeed you, just as He has produced you from the seed of another people.
إِنَّمَا تُوعَدُونَ لَآتْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ
Surely, what you have been promised shall come to pass, and you do not have the power to frustrate Allah.
قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. O people, work in your place, and I too am at work. Soon you will know in whose favor the ultimate decision will be. Surely the wrongdoers will not prosper.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَأَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا فَقَالُوا هَذَا لِلَّهِ بِزَعْمِهِمْ وَهَذَا لِشُرَكَائِنَا فَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَصِلُ إِلَى شُرَكَائِهِمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ
They assign to Allah a portion of the produce and cattle that He has created, saying out of their fancy, This is for Allah, so they deem, and this is for the associates of Allah, whom we have contrived. Then, the portion assigned to the beings whom they have set up as associates of Allah does not reach Allah, but But the portion assigned to Allah reaches the beings they set up as associates of Allah. How evil are their judgments? Reaches the beings they set up as associates of Allah.
This is a subtle sarcasm at the trickery to which the polytheists resorted when they divided the offerings between God and those whom they had set up as his partners. By one device or another, they increased the share of the false deities, which only showed that their hearts lay with those sham partners of God rather than with God himself. It is instructive to recall those tricks. If, while they were apportioning God's share of cereals and fruits, anything belonging to his share fell out of its place, it used to be added to the portion earmarked for the share of God's partners. On the contrary, if any part of the partner's share fell out or got mixed up with the portion earmarked for God, they meticulously returned it to where it belonged. Likewise, they were in need of consuming out of the apportioned shares, they would use the one that belonged to God, but refrain from touching the one earmarked for the false deities for fear lest some calamity should befall them.
وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ لِيُرْدُوهُمْ وَلِيَلْبِسُوا عَلَيْهِمْ دِينَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ.
And likewise, the beings supposed to have a share in Allah's divinity have made the slaying of their offspring seem lawful to many of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, so that they may ruin them and confound them regarding their faith. If Allah had so willed, they would not have done that. Leave them alone to persist in their fabrication. Have made the slaying of their offspring seem lawful to many of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity.
The word associate is used here in a different sense from that implied in verse 136. There it meant the deities whose blessing or intercession are considered helpful in obtaining good fortune. They therefore gave thanks to those deities, even as they gave thanks to God for the benefactions that they enjoyed. However, in the present verse, the word associate refers to those humans who had made the killing of their own children lawful, and the evil ones who had made them regard this callous custom as legitimate, nay, even a desirable act. It is pertinent to recall that three forms of infanticide were practiced among the Arabs, and the Quran alludes to each. 1. Girls were put to death either to forestall the intrusion of a son-in-law, to prevent them from falling into the hands of enemies in the event of an outbreak of tribal feuding, or to stop them from becoming a source of disgrace for other possible reasons. 2. Both male and female children were killed if parents thought they would not be able to support them and that they would thus become an unendurable burden. 3. Children of both sexes were placed as sacrificial offerings on the altars of the deities in order to gratify them,
so that they may ruin them and confound them regarding their faith.
In Jahiliyyah, the age of ignorance, the Arabs both identified themselves with Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them, and were quite convinced that they were indeed the followers of Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them. They therefore considered their religion to be the one that had been prescribed by God. The fact, however, was that over the course of centuries, a number of innovations had overlaid the religion preached by Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them. These innovations, which had been introduced by their religious leaders, the tribal chiefs and the elders of noted families, had become hallowed with the passage of time and were considered an integral part of their original religion. This rendered the entire religious tradition of the Arabs unauthentic in the sight of the people of Arabia themselves.
وَقَالُوا هَذِهِ أَنْعَامٌ وَحَرْثٌ حِجْرٌ لَا يَطْعَمُهَا إِلَّا مَنْ نَشَاءُ بِزَعْمِهِمْ وَأَنْعَامٌ حُرِّمَتْ ظُهُورُهَا وَأَنْعَامٌ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا افْتِرَاءً عَلَيْهِ سَيَجْزِيهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
They say, these animals and these crops are sacrosanct. None may eat of them, save those whom we will. imposing interdictions of their own contriving, and they declare that it is forbidden to burden the backs of certain cattle, and these are the cattle over which they do not pronounce the name of Allah. All these are fabrications against Allah, and He will soon requite them for all that they fabricate.
وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِهِ الْأَنْعَامِ خَالِصَةٌ لِذُكُورِنَا وَمُحَرَّمٌ عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَإِنْ يَكُمْ مَيْتَةً فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ سَيَجْزِيهِمْ وَصْفَهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ.
They say, what is within the bellies of such and such cattle is exclusively for our males and is forbidden to our females. But if it be born dead, they all may share in it. He will soon requite them for all that they falsely attribute to Allah. He is all-wise, all-knowing.
قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ سَفَهًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَحَرَّمُوا مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ افْتِرَاءً عَلَى اللَّهِ قَدْ ضَلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
Those who slew their children out of folly and ignorance and forbade the sustenance that Allah has provided them, falsely ascribing that to Allah, are utter losers. They have gone astray and are certainly not among those guided to the right way.